takes ordinary things and he makes them extraordinary. We've had such fun looking at the Christmas story, but today is all about the joy of giving. You know, sometimes people have been brought up to believe that, you know, it's a drudgery to give. It's not a drudgery to give. It's a joy to give. And you know why? Because in John 3:16 it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave." Why did he give? Because he didn't want us to be separated from him any longer. He wanted us to be able to boldly approach his throne of grace with confidence, right? And in order to do that, we had sin that was blocking. And so he had to remove that so that we could come into his presence. And that's what really the Christmas story is all about. It's the beginning of him making a way for us to be able to be in his presence. And when you're in his presence, there is fullness of joy. Imagine that. There's joy in his presence. And we know that it was an exciting thing even for all of heaven, because angels showed up to ordinary men out watching their sheep. And what did they bring to them? Good news of great joy. Oh, we see that word again. It's a small little word, kind of like all. Remember we did that series on all and how it's a small word, but there's lots of things to go with it. Well, joy is a small word, but you cannot contain joy. There is no way to contain it. It just has to bubble over. Amen? Has to bubble over. And it should be the same in our giving. If our Heavenly Father gave, if he made a way by giving us Jesus, we should be so excited to give as well. Why? Because in our giving, we're still seeing God making a way for us to live in the blessing. That's what your giving, your tithes and offerings is about. It's about God making a way for you to be blessed. I've heard it so many times in the past, people say, God just wants your money. God's got streets of gold. God doesn't need your money. But he does need to make a way for you to be able to receive all he has. So you give your tenth, and so the 90 is blessed, and you get to live in joy. You know what that means? That means that what you have is not only blessed, but it's protected, it's kept safe. It's also when you need something like a plumber ASAP, and the last time we had this happen, we had to wait a long time. I mean, he was there like in an hour and a half. It was crazy how fast he got to our house. And he was done like in, I don't know, 20, 30 minutes. It didn't take him long at all. God makes a way, right? It doesn't mean that we aren't going to go through things. It just means when you go through them as a tither, God covers and watches over you and he provides for you. And as I was thinking about this past year, there's all these different things where we have watched God make a way through different things where he has been able to provide for us. Maybe at the last minute, right, Chad and Angelina? At the very last minute, right before you walk into Disneyland, there's money in the bank that you didn't expect to be there. Amen? And so we can praise the Lord that he protects and he provides for us. There's other times when people in our church have gotten unexpected gifts in the mail. Totally unexpected. We've watched God wipe away debt this past year. God is faithful. Say God is faithful. And when you are a tither and a giver, then you get to experience the joy of giving. Amen? I don't know about you, but there is no greater joy than when you give something to someone and their whole face lights up. They're like, oh, what? I wasn't expecting this. And you're like, I know, but I'm just so excited to give to you. Amen? Amen? It says it's more blessed to give than to receive. That doesn't mean that you can't receive, because you can't give if you don't receive, right? It's a two-way street. But there is an extra special blessing of joy that comes when you do give. Amen? Amen. Grab your tithes and offerings. Father, we just thank you so much for the joy of giving. Lord, I pray that each heart today, whatever they've been taught in the past, Father, I just pray that they would be reminded today that you joyfully gave Jesus for them. And we're to be like you. And so I just thank you, Father, that you are filling their hearts and their minds where it comes and concerns with their giving, Father, whether it's tithes or missions or giving to the homeless or the needy. Father, I just pray you'd fill them with joy today as they give. We just thank you, Father, that joy is not going to be able to be contained in us, but just like the whole heavenly host had to come down and declare that Jesus was born and that they were excited about it, I pray, Father, that your joy would overflow in each one of us as we give. And Father, as we've been praying praying, we are going to reach the end of this month, and we are not going to be in the red. The only red is on the Christmas decorations. Everyone that gives in this church is going to be in the black. We're going to have more than enough when we enter into the next year. And we praise you and we thank you for that today in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen.
Amazing. John 3:16 says this: "For God so loved the world," somebody say that's me, "that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever," somebody say whoever, "whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life." Glory to God. Hallelujah. The greatest gift of all is not a thing, it's a him. It's a person, right? The person of Jesus Christ that God sent. He gave the very first Christmas gift. Now, can anybody think of a gift over your lifetime that is like that gift that you'll always remember at Christmas time if you've had, you know, Christmases through the years? For me, I think I was 6, and I came out and there was this shiny blue car by my Christmas tree. And it was for me. It was one of the, back then you had to pedal everything and it was metal. And I will always remember that particular Christmas gift. It was so special, right? Amen. It was so special. I will always remember it. I'll always cherish it. Every time a blue Mustang drives by, I go, there goes my car. There goes my car. It's the car that I had, right? But there's no gift greater than the one God sent, Jesus Christ.
Christ is the Lord, and ever we shall praise thee, his power.
Beautiful. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I wanted to share a couple things here about what if we were to bring gifts to God? What would we give him? What would he want? I mean, it's hard to get something for someone who has everything, right? But in Luke chapter 1, I just want to read this to you in the Bible. Luke chapter 1. Verses 34 through 38. So this is after, you know, the angel Gabriel came to Mary and gave her the word of you've been chosen to be the mother of Jesus, right? And this is Mary's response. How many know God is looking for a response from people? Amen? He communicates with people, and our part is to respond to him. Right? Amen? How many like when your kids respond to you? Not just blow you off and, right? Well, here's Mary's response. Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and is now the sixth month for her who was called barren, for with God nothing will be impossible." Now, verse 38 is Mary's response. And Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. And so, what did Mary bring to Jesus? Really, Joseph, too, brought this same thing to Jesus. And let me show you, demonstrate how I open presents. Mary and Joseph both, their response to God's request was, yes. How many know that's what God's looking for? Yes. I might need your help in the next present in a minute, so stand by, okay? Now that I've demonstrated how to do it. But how many know Mary, this was very important. She could have said, no. The things that they went through to bring Jesus into the world, I mean, there was like a 3-year period they had to run for their lives from Herod, who wanted to kill the baby Jesus as a young toddler, right? So how many know it's important to give God your yes? Somebody say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. Oh, that was amazing. Glory to God. All right, now our next presentation is a song written by Lindsay Livengood, who, as you know, writes many songs. And this will be performed with Lindsay and then my sons, Lane and Luke. This original song that Lindsay wrote, was it last year, 2 years ago? A long time ago? Last year. So this is an amazing song that you'll all enjoy. I think the first time you shared it was at our Christmas service last year, right? And it's just amazing. Hallelujah. So, Lindsay, Luke, and Lane.
They could feel the presence of the Lord. With all their gifts, they wished they could bring more. As they stood and looked upon his face, with just a glance they could feel amazing grace. Emmanuel means God with us, sent to tell of the freedom that was to come. He gave himself as a sacrifice of love. Emmanuel means God with us. The shepherds came to the stable and bowed their head, still overwhelmed with wonder had been said. The angels told them that this little child would set the whole world free, that he would carry our sins on himself and bear them on dark Calvary. Emmanuel means God. To tell of the freedom that was to come. He gave himself as a sacrifice of love. Emmanuel means God. Dead will be raised, the blind eyes will see, by the power of his name, the deaf ears unstopped, the lame man will walk, he'll take away our sins, by the to tell of the freedom that was to come. He gave himself as a sacrifice of love. Emmanuel means God. Emmanuel means God. God with us.
God with us.
God with us.
God with us.
Praise the Lord. Beautiful. That was awesome. Well, let's talk about the shepherds. In Luke chapter 2, verses 15 through 18. And was that Bentley or Mason that helped me just a minute ago? Yeah. Come on up here, buddy. I want you to help me out with this. If you're, would you mind helping me with a present in a minute? Thank you, buddy. And it's going to be this one, but just hold it, but don't open it quite yet. I know it's hard. You can look at the people. They're really nice. See them? Be nice. All right, you're going to help me with that just a minute. Okay. But Luke chapter 2, verses 15 through 18, So the angels, as you know, appeared to the shepherds, gave them this great announcement about Jesus being born. And as the angels went away, how many know to these shepherds that was probably a little bit of a, you know, they were probably a little bit afraid of that, all these angels showing up in the sky and telling them that Jesus had been born. So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. So what gift did the shepherds bring to God then? Why don't we find out what it is? Open that gift. Let's take a look. Oh yeah, some nice paper in there. Remember, you got to rip it out. Just rip it out of there. Yeah, there you go. Oh, there it went. Ah. What does that hold up really high? Hold this up really high. What does that say, church? It says go, right? Let us go to Bethlehem. The angel said, go and see, right? And how many know a lot of the gospel is about going to spread the good news? Amen? God didn't say, hide it in a little box, be ashamed about it, just make it personal between you. No, he said, go and preach the gospel. So every time you sow a tithe or an offering or give to a ministry or share your faith with somebody, you're doing exactly what the shepherds did. And that's a response. Somebody say response. God is looking for from people. We say yes, and then we go and tell somebody. Amen? Praise the Lord. Thank you, buddy. I'll keep this. Thank you. We can just leave the mess on the floor. It's all right. All right. Isn't that what Christmas is? Leave stuff all over the place? The floor. So, amen. Now, our next presentation, Luke has also been really developing in the past year as a songwriter. And Luke, tell us about this song. When did you write it?
I wrote this one, I think a couple months ago. I wrote the chorus, and then it took me a while to get the verses. So I had my mom help me, and then we got the verses like 2 days ago.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you for sharing. This song is called Manger to the Cross, written and sung by Luke.
Quiet desert town on a peaceful night. Out of the silence came a baby's cry. Mary and Joseph's son. But this was God's chosen one. From a manger to the cross, Bethlehem to a hill called Calvary, he would save the lost, set all of his dying people free. He would give his life, beaten, crucified for all my sin. One day he'd rise again. Jesus paid the cost from a manger to the cross. Shepherds saw a sign from an angel in the sky. A short ways away from where this man would die. If only they all knew what he had
had been sent to do, from a manger to the cross. Bethlehem to a hill called Calvary, he would save the lost. Set all of his dying people free, he would give his life. Beaten and crucified for all our sin, one day he'd rise again. Jesus paid the cost, he'd seek and save the lost, from the manger to the cross. Bethlehem to a hill called Calvary, he would save the lost. Set all of his dying people free, he would give his life. Beaten and crucified for all my sin, one day he'd rise again. Jesus paid the cost, he'll seek and save the lost, from a manger to the cross, from a manger to the cross.
Wow. Well done. Marvelous. Isn't it awesome to share your gift? Whatever your gift is, not everybody sings and does things like that, but you have a gift to bring to the world that God has given you. Amen. How many, a lot of people right now just need the gift of encouragement. There's a lot of discouraged people out there. And just something you post, even on social media, a phone call, a text, there's people out there that just need the light of God in their life. Amen. And that's what we're all about, right? We just had even the Hanukkah miracle. We just talked about Hanukkah a little last week, about the light, putting the light in the window and keeping your candle lit. How many know, somebody say, stay lit up for God, right? Amen. That's what this is all about. Praise the Lord. God is so good. Okay, I need another kid to help me with this next part. Who, anybody, anybody, anyone? Come on up here, come on here, come on. Hustle up here, hustle, hustle, hustle. All right, all right, all right. Come on up here. Okay, this next one. Here we go now. Just promise me you won't start tearing it open until I ask. Okay? Just hold it right there. All right? You can open it before Christmas, though, I'll tell you that. All right, so this next one, we're going to talk about Simeon and Anna. After Jesus was born, as was the custom, they took him to be dedicated. This is, you know, a great scriptural context for baby dedication. Jesus himself was dedicated by his parents. They brought him to the temple. And in Luke chapter 2, verses 25, so they brought Jesus to the temple. He was 8 days old, just 8 days old. How old are you? How old are you?
I'm 6.
You're 6 years old, right? Well, they took Jesus to the temple. He was 8 days old to be dedicated. Isn't that amazing? And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was a just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed him and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all people. A light. Somebody say a light. Right? Somebody say lighten up, will you? Right? Don't you know the world just needs to lighten up, man? Jesus, he helps me. I don't know about you, but he just helps me sometimes to lighten up. Stop stressing so much. Right? Somebody say, God's got this. Last night when our nephew, we didn't know where he was. He was driving from Seattle to Washougal. 17-year-old kid by himself, and he was supposed to be at our house like at 1, and it's 4 o'clock, and no one's heard from him. We had to lighten up. We pray, believe me, we were praying, and praise God, he wound up turning around and going home because he was lost, and his phone wasn't working. But man, there was a time there where your mind starts going places, right? And you just have somebody say, turn it loose, give it to God, lighten up, keep the light on. Amen. A light bringing revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. So Simeon, and then there was a prophetess there also named Anna. And these people were devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. They were waiting for the Messiah to be born. So what gift did they bring to God? Can we find out? Just rip that thing open and see what's in there. Just throw everything in the air. Yeah, find it. Oh, you know sometimes when you open something and it's like something's wrapped in the paper? Oh, some people give God nothing. I ain't gonna give God nothing. All God wants is my money. No. I ain't gonna give God nothing. Well, sometimes you might want to look on the floor because the gift might be in the paper somewhere. Do you see anything in the paper? Oh, there's something in the paper. Okay, show everybody. Hold up really high. There you go. Faith. Somebody say, Simeon and Anna brought their faith to God. I mean, they were waiting for decades. Hold it up really high. I like that. Hold it really high. There you go. They were waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting for Jesus to arrive and bring consolation to Israel. Israel was oppressed by wicked government and all this crazy stuff going on in their society. And God told them, just keep believing. He's coming. You'll see him before you depart the earth. And they saw him and they celebrated, but they were devout. They were full of faith. And a big thing, too, is that they were faithful. Faithfulness. Somebody say, give God your faith and give God your faithfulness. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, buddy. Thank you. Way to go. Yay. Somebody say, always check the paper before you throw it away. We've lost, like, money before. What happened to that 50 bucks? Everybody, go through the trash. Go through the trash. I know you've never done that, right?
What can I give? What can I bring? What gift is worthy of a king? What can I offer? What can I share? What gift is worthy?
Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, I think we'll have all the kids come up for this last part, if we could. Any kids in the room, come on up. I'm gonna need your help, first of all, opening this last gift, this very final gift. How many remember the story of the wise men? Come on up, guys, if you want to. And then we'll need your help singing the last song, too. But the wise men came and who knows what they brought Jesus? What did the wise men bring? Gold, yes. Myrrh. And frankincense. Way to go, yeah. Now go ahead and stand right here and kind of turn and look, watch the people here. So they traveled all that way. And Pastor Rick's book, I've been reading this book called Christmas, The Rest of the Story. And it's an amazing book by Rick Renner. But he was talking about how much that, like, they didn't just bring three little boxes to Jesus. They had camels loaded down with all, I mean, just amazing gifts. Yeah, there was so much. In fact, it said they had to actually have a caravan, like, with bodyguards, like a little army with them, so no one would rob them. There was so much stuff that they brought to Jesus. But how many know there's one word that sums it up? And I need you all to attack this and open it up and see what it is. Can you all do it together? Like, it's a together gift, okay? Ready, go. Open it up, open it up, open, 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 open. Let's see what God's looking for. What can we bring to the Lord? Oh, hold it up really high. Somebody say worship, right? Amen. Yeah, you can all get your hands on it if you want to. So how many of the wise men brought him all those gifts, but it was really when they said they came into the house, he was 2 years old, and they came into the house, and it says they brought all these gifts, and they fell down and worshiped him. Amen? So a great response to God this Christmas season is to say yes, right? To go tell somebody, to bring him our faith and our faithfulness, and it's all about living a lifestyle of worship to the Lord. Amen? So why don't we all stand up on our feet, and kids, hang right here because we need your help with this song. You can go with Lacey over there. She'll show you where to stand next. But you're going to throw it on the floor just like Christmas, right? Just leave it all on the floor. But we're gonna pray and just make a commitment to God, because maybe there's somebody here or listening later. This also goes online. And you just need to make a commitment to God. Maybe you've never said yes to the Lord. And it's like this aha moment. You know what? God is looking for a response from me. Hallelujah. So let's all bow our head and close our eyes. And if there's anybody here today, and maybe it's just been a while since you've said yes to the Lord, and you're just saying, Jesus, I receive you today as my King. I bring you my life. If that's you, just lift your hand up to the Lord. Just lift it really high and say, God, I just give you my yes today. I just give you my yes. Hallelujah. Praise, praise, praise the Lord. Praise, praise, praise the Lord. Let's all pray this prayer together. Just say, Heavenly Father, I give you my life. I receive Jesus Christ as King and Lord of my life. Thank you for sending him to die on the cross and raise again 3 days later to be my Lord and my Savior. I receive my forgiveness of any sin in my life, and I commit myself to follow you every day, all the way on to heaven, in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Well, We're gonna close up and go on to cookies here, but if you prayed that prayer, just celebrate it. Tell somebody, I prayed that prayer and I meant it, and I'm gonna live for Jesus every day. Right? Hallelujah. Well, let's finish our service today with the song I think we all know, We Wish You a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Tidings we bring to you and your kin. Good tidings of Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Yay!
Merry Christmas!
Now bring me some figgy pudding. Okay, we won't do that.